4.7 The Unbelievable Truth.
Your subject, Graham, is doctors, persons trained and qualified to diagnose and treat medical problems. Off you go, Graham.
In 2009, a group of doctors opened a restaurant in Latvia called Hospitalis. The dining room looked like an operating theatre. The food came on hospital trolleys with drinks in specimen beakers. On request, you could be fed your meal by waitresses dressed as nurses while you wore a straitjacket.
Henning.
Yeah, I believe that story.
You're right to believe it, because it's true. It closed because it was failing hygiene tests. But then, as we know, the hygiene requirements of a restaurant are much, much higher than they are for a hospital.
In the 14th century, Henri de Mondeville believed that causing the patient to weep or scream would remove the cause of their illness, which is where clown therapy began.
Jeremy.
I think the first bit of that is true.
He believed that causing patients to weep or scream was a good idea.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
No. Okay.
No. But no, this chap, Henri de Mondeville, he was one of the first surgeons to stress the need for a good bedside manner. So very much the opposite of making people weep and scream. He recommended that surgeons should keep each male patient cheery with false letters about the deaths of his enemies. Or, if he is a spiritual man, by telling him he has been made a bishop. That's a way of cheering someone up. Some bad medical news there. But in other news, you have been made a bishop, so... Graham.
When doctors in Brazil went on strike in 1973, the number of daily deaths dropped by a third.
Henning.
That sounds unfortunately entirely plausible.
It is true, yes. It's believed a factor in the reduced death rate could be the reduction in elective non-emergency surgery caused by the strike. Or, you know, they're doing more harm than good.
Back in the 1860s, one American doctor devised an ingenious way of getting rid of awkward patients. He invented the hand grenade. Doctors.
Victoria.
I'm going to guess that the person that invented the hand grenade was a doctor.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, I'm so bad at this.
No, well, you're not.
You told me that Henning always lost and this will be an easy one.
No, the hand grenade wasn't devised by a doctor, but the machine gun was invented by a doctor. Dr. Richard J. Gatling.
Doctors have always been applauded for the elegance and clarity of their handwriting. In a rare exception to the rule, the doctor who recorded the birth of Hollywood hunk Clark Gable was not a master of penmanship. As a result, Clark Gable's birth certificate listed him as female and his name was deciphered as Joan Crawford.